Thank you very much. I'm here. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we call the UDS Mapper. It's an online mapping tool. It actually covers the entire nation, and it's used for strategic health planning and policymaking of the healthcare safety nets. I just want to acknowledge my colleagues. I'm actually presenting on behalf of Jennifer Rankin, the original submitter of this. First of all, just to give you a little background, federally funded community health centers, also called sometimes referred to as federally qualified health centers, are basically grantees of the Health Resources and Services Administration, or HRSA, and the Bureau of Primary Health Care, also known as BPIC. The program's roots are based in the Migrant Health Act of 1962 and the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964. And currently there are more than 1,100 grantees and greater than 7,900 service access points, serving over 19 million patients in 2010. Another thing to note is that approximately 93% of the patients are low income, 37.5% are uninsured, and nearly 39% are Medicaid recipients. A little bit of background on the UDS, or the Uniform Data Systems. Every federally funded health clinic has to report using the report of the Uniform Data Systems data system. This report creates the UDS data that drives part of the UDS mapper. It contains patient counts, it has race, ethnicity, income, staffing information. There's also some revenue information, and also diagnosis services. The UDS mapper currently, though, is just using the patient counts by zip code area. In 2005 was the first year that they did start reporting this data for patients based on zip code area, and most of the data is reported on the grantee level as opposed to the service access site. Another little bit more into the background. Prior to 2005, when they started reporting at zip code level, federally funded clinics were based on two different geographies, medically underserved areas, and still to this day, every federally qualified health center or federally funded health center has to claim to serve the population of a medically underserved area or population. And then also when they apply for funding, they must declare a targeted service area based on census tracts and counties. Often they do claim larger areas, but they aren't always necessarily serving everyone from those areas, so there are gaps within the data. So just background on the UDS mapper, the development began in 2009. It originally was just going to be for the Bureau of Primary Health Care's project officers until the Obama administration had pushed for greater transparency. They decided kind of last minute to make this public to the entire country, the public, and also cut our timeline for production in half, which was fantastic. But currently, the good thing is that making this available to the public has helped tremendously. It's now being used by, it's still being used by the BPIC project officers, but it's also being used by the community health centers themselves to help build their applications for funding. And it's come in, I think, originally a lot of them were very worried about what it would show about their clinics and the production of the use of their clinics and the number of patients they're serving and where they're serving them, but it's turned out to be extremely helpful for their cause. So the data in the UDS mapper, we currently are using the 2010 patient data from the Section 330 funded UDS report, patients reported by zip code and for grantees. We have census data in there. This is the first year that we've had to deal with the American Community Survey data, which has been interesting and challenging. But for our population counts, we are using the 2010 decennial census, as well as for the race and ethnicity. But for our poverty and low income rates, we are having to use the 2005 to 2009 five-year American Community Survey roll-up, which is what is needed, a five-year roll-up, in order to use geographies as small as zip codes. And additionally, since the American Community Survey data has not been released at the zip code level or the zip code tabulation level, we had to create estimates by applying the rates to the census blocks that fell within the ZIPDA, and then, the census block groups or census tracts to the blocks, break it down to the blocks, and build them up to the Zicta. You can see right here a little bit easier how that happened. So we have census tract and block group data down to the blocks, and then you can build it up to the Zicta level. So now ideally what I would do is I would transfer into a live demo of the mapper, but since we don't have internet available, or at least it's not reliable right now, I'm just going to walk through some screenshots. When you come to the UDS mapper, you come to this little screen, a welcome screen, gives you kind of a quick links to different areas of the website where you can learn more about the mapper. And then you also have a select geography box that you can type in any geography, county, state, city, down to the zip code level, and it'll zoom, you can select that geography and it'll zoom down to that level wherever you're looking. And the initial map that you look at, we're zooming into the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. The main map, the Choropleth map behind it, shows the what we call the grantee penetration of the low-income population. Because it is known that 93% of the patients for these federally qualified health centers are low-income, we know how many patients are coming from each zip code tabulation area. We basically subtract the number of patients minus the number of low-income in that area to come up with a sort of penetration to see how the percent of the low-income population that's currently being served. So in the darker areas, more of the low-income population is currently being served, and then the lighter areas, less of the low-income population. I've also turned on the grantee points as well as the service access points. The smaller dots are the service access points, and the larger dots are the grantees. If this was interactive, you can roll over all of the different zip code tabulation areas as well as the points, the access points, to get a better idea of or to get more information on those. The legend defines service access area and it defines service area, and the map elements are all collapsible so that you can get the greatest viewing area. Here we have turned on the base map is the grantee dominance by Zicta. So this tells which grantees are serving the most low-income patients from each of the zip code tabulation areas. And then we've turned on the hospitals, the National Health Service Corps sites, the federally qualified health center lookalikes, and the rural health centers to get an idea of, even if there aren't patients being served from one of the federally qualified health centers, whether they may be going to see their nearest emergency room or their nearest federally qualified health center lookalike or rural health center. Here's just an example of some of the rollovers. If you roll over the grantees, you get a pop-up that tells you what kind of funding they're currently receiving, whether it's community health center funding, migrant health center, healthcare for the homeless, or public housing. We also have rollovers for the rural health clinics that give location information, as well as the federally qualified health center lookalikes. And for the service access points, you get the location information, how many hours per week they operate, and if they're open year-round, part-time, or seasonal. Another base map that we have in here is the low-income counts, and I don't know if we have any geographers in the room, but you'll know that this map is not the best way to present this because of the fact that counts shouldn't really ever be displayed with choropleth mapping, because it's kind of, as you look at the numbers over here in the legend, it can be deceiving as far as how many there are. So this year what we've done is we've also added a low-income dot density map that gives you a little bit better idea of where the low-income populations are. Each dot is the equivalent of 100 people. The other thing that is great here is what you can do is you can go through, if you're interested in an area, you can select different Zictas just by clicking on them with your mouse, and then you can switch over to the data table. And this lists out all of the information that's in the underlying data, the percent dominance, which grantee is dominant, the total population, low-income population, and a number of other things. You can definitely you can treat this as an Excel. Basically, you can make the columns wider and narrower. And then you can also see a summary of all the Zictas that you have selected. You can export the data into a CSV file. You can also export the map and the data into a PDF format. And another tool that we've added here is the View Analysis Results table. Basically what this does is an interactive table that once you click on it, you can enter say you're going into a new area and you want to serve new patients, you can enter the total number of new patients that are planning on being served, the total number of those patients that you think will be new patients, not taken from other federally qualified health centers already seeing them, and then the total number of patients that are low income. And then this will give you it automatically generates the percent of the low-income population or the total population and the low-income population that will be served if you add a new clinic and serve the number of patients that you think you will be serving. You can also do some of the automatic finding of addresses if you know an area where you want to place a new clinic, or if you know of another clinic that isn't on here, such as a free health clinic or another type of clinic that's serving the low-income populations. You can add markers by looking things up by address. And then you can also select the ZICTAs that are within a number of miles from that address. Additionally, we've added some interesting tools that haven't quite yet become to the public. If you go to the site, you won't see this available. It's only available to administrators right now. But it kind of gives you an idea of, it's more for the policy planning side of things. It tells you basically if you were to set a threshold for the percent of poverty that you wanted to have access to more health services or whatnot, you can add, you turn on this layer, you have these little slider bars over here. Right now it's showing everybody or anyone who has 0% poverty or greater. And then if you move that up to 15%, it slowly but surely shows you the areas that are have less than 15% of poverty or greater than 15% of poverty still. We've also taken the data a little bit further and done this based on health professional shortage area scores or HPSA scores. And you can, for the National Health Service Corps, they require that any facilities that offer National Health Service Corps positions must be within an area that has a HPSA score of X or greater. So you can, if you're a policymaker and you're trying to figure out what that score should be, you can go through there and set the score to a level to find out here are zip code areas that will have a score of 10 or greater. And then within the HPSA score, you can also see what data is driving that. This is, I think PC is the proximity to a primary care provider, poverty, infant mortality, and actually I think that's distance. It's number of primary care to population and distance to primary care providers. So there are a number of different, we've got a lot more to the mapper than just the mapper. There's a large series of help products that we have, frequently asked questions, data descriptions, data definitions. We also have just a number of different other resources that kind of talk more about the UDS data and how it's funding through her scientific work. We also offer a number of different webinars, free webinars for anyone who'd like to use them. If you go onto the site, you can go into the help section and see when the next ones are and register for a webinar. It's all free. You just sign up and call in on the day and time that we're offering it. The future of the UDS mapper, we've got a number of different things working for this year. We're going to work on calculating and possibly comparing the proposed service areas for the federally qualified health centers to the actual service areas to see where they're serving the patients. We're hoping to add some sort of network analysis, which in GIS, network analysis basically it calculates estimated drive times. So from a facility, who can get there within 30 minutes? As far as a possible, not necessarily 100% accurate, but an idea of actual service areas. Looking at different regions with the mapper, combining local data with the mapper. Obviously, we're going to continue offering additional training and help features to make the mapper as accessible to the public, as well as the project officers and the health centers. And we also are another partner of ours is Health Landscape. they do, this is a very specific tool for a very specific population, but they do more of a general tool. It's Health Landscape, what we're calling Health Landscape 3, that just launched with a new platform, where you can look at just a number of different American Community Survey data, a number of different census data, lots of different health indicators data, and just it's a really cool tool. We're still moving everything over from what was the old Health Landscape platform to the new one. And that's about it.
Okay.
All right. Any questions?